Father, for the unbeliever, your goodness is pursuing them. But for us who are believers, we live in your goodness. What a difference. And we want to thank you that we live in your goodness through your Son Jesus Christ and what he has done. So Father, our prayers, we pray for our communities, we pray particularly for so many people that have not yet been able to grasp and to know and to be able to receive the truth in your Son of how you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in your Son Jesus Christ. We ask that your Holy Spirit will draw that truth, will reveal that truth, so that our people of our town and our nation can come and experience and taste and see that you are good. And this we ask, Father, based on what your Son has already done and what you have already done through Jesus Christ. May your Holy Spirit really reveal truth. Draw the people, draw the unsaved to you, Father. Draw them to your Son that they can come into your family. And this we ask and we receive the grace of salvation for all people of our towns through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This morning, if you'd like to turn to Ephesians chapter 1, as we look at something a little bit different. We've been spending a lot of time of understanding how to work with the faith God has given us, how to work with the grace God has given to us, and how to really begin to become conscious of what we have received through our Lord Jesus Christ, and really to participate with that. So it's not just a fridge magnet, but we really begin to understand, God, this grace is there's a substance to it. How do we work with it? How do we live in it? How do we operate in experiencing what your Son has done? Likewise with faith. Faith is not just words. It's God birthed in us his truth, and that truth is full of substance. It's alive. It's living. So when we hear God, we know that that word is alive, it's living, it's full of his life, it's full of his ability, it's full of his power. And that brings us into the realm of his grace to be able to see it manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. So we've been spending a lot of time just going through that. But yeah, we are going to be looking at, let me read from verse 1 and we just go through few verses. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it's fascinating, like in verse 2, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's important because verse 3, there's a shift, there's a change. Praise be, or blessed be, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of a sudden, here we see where Paul is sharing about that God is a God of Jesus Christ. He's also the Father of Jesus Christ. And we'll come back to that now, but just to emphasize that a bit. Who has blessed us? Again, it's something that's been done. Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, in Christ. And then it carries on, in him we have been chosen, etc. And there's also about we have been given the Holy Spirit as a seal guaranteeing our incredible inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. There's a lot in this few verses over here, but I want to just focus on verse 3 basically and open it up a bit, so it'll be good to have a better understanding, so in one's own personal time with God, you can meditate on this and see how verse 4 right through just begins to open up with a different understanding. And that's what we want to have a look over here. We're speaking about blessings. In verse 3, there's the word blessing is used 3 times. The same word, but 3 different forms. And that's important to understand what Paul is actually writing here concerning what it is to be blessed. Because most of us, our minds are stuck, probably more in the old covenant form of the blessing and the curses. And we think blessings from a materialistic foundation. And so it's like if I've got lots of money, God has blessed me. If I've got no money, God hasn't blessed me. He's removed his blessing from me. And for most of believers, and that's the way people think. Because it's very ground bound. They don't understand what it is to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. And that's what God wants to open up for us to be able to understand what it is to be blessed in his Son and to be able to receive the grace and the faith to live in that blessing that the Father has spoken over our lives in his Son Jesus Christ. It's totally different to the materialistic kind of blessing. So I could be sick and then I could say, well, man, God's not blessing me really. It's a tough, I'm not blessed at all. Or I could be well, and I could say, man, God has blessed me. Look how well I am. And so the poor believer in Christ Jesus that is sick will think, man, what's wrong with me? Because God's not blessed me. Look how well you are. God has blessed you. And such a contradiction to truth. Such a contradiction to truth. Because you're blessed. Whether we're sick or not sick. Whether we're rich or not rich. Whether we are succeeding in our professional life or we're still unemployed. We are blessed. And we need to begin to realize the truth found in Christ Jesus of what it means to truly be blessed by our Father. Look at Job, where Job was blessed. Look at all the things happened and then suddenly all this take place. Notice the foundation of Job's friends. You must have done something wrong. You see, God's removed his blessing. You're under the curse now. Because look what's taking place. Curse God. And that total not understanding at all of what's actually taking place. And so very often we can look at people and we can look at ourselves and we can speak over our lives things that are not true as a believer in Christ Jesus. How can this be true to the folk in Pakistan that are believers in Christ Jesus, but because they are Christians, they cannot get work because it's a Muslim country? How can they understand, but God, you have blessed us? Or we can have a mindset to say, oh, you know, this is a bad deal. And so God wants to just help us to really understand something so beautiful this morning and for us to take hold of it and to journey and to explore and to become very conscious of how we speak over ourselves and how we speak to God and how we speak about given situations. So it's very important because when we're speaking about this blessing, this is not the same blessing as the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It's a different word. See, the Beatitudes is speaking about a state of happiness, where this is speaking totally different. This is a different word. And this word is about speaking well about someone. So it's words. So that's why it's important for us to begin to understand what we say and about ourselves and our situations. So here we see something differently taking place. So first of all, in verse 3, in the NIV, you'll see the word is translated as praise be. It's the word blessed be God. Blessed be God. In other words, what Paul is writing over here is that this now is our response to God. We speak well because he's worthy to be praised. So we are blessing him with our words. We are blessing him with our lives. We speak well of God. That's what this is busy emphasizing over here. And then he carries on and he says, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit inspires scripture. So we don't know what Paul was actually thinking. But let's go back to the time in John chapter 20. Remember when Jesus appears to the ladies after his resurrection. Just read it over there because I think it's relevant. Where Jesus meets the two ladies, the tomb is empty, and he goes on and he says over there, Jesus said to them, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them. That word brothers is important because Jesus, remember, he emptied himself and he took on the nature of a man, of a servant, so that although he's equal with God, he did not consider himself that equality. Now he's identifying, guys, you're my brothers. It's emphasizing the humanity of Jesus Christ. Okay, important, because now he goes on and he says to them, very, very clearly over there, go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father. And all of a sudden, your Father. Because they could have, you know, it's easy to have a look at Jesus and look at the way the Father has blessed him and the relationship with Jesus has with the Father. And they could say, wow, that's Jesus. And all of a sudden, no, 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 I've gone to the cross. This is the truth. He's not only my Father, he's your Father as well. And that's an important thing. Then he goes on and he says to them over there, returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. So he's opening up something about what he has done, who he is, and now how it affects you and I, what Christ did in his humanity, and what the Father has done in and through his Son, Jesus Christ. So just, you can meditate on that. It'll open up when one spends time on that. So here we see Paul is writing over here, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here, guys, this is for us as children of God. This is our reality. We can now speak well of our God. Before we were enemies. Before we didn't speak well of God, many of us would use his name as a curse word. That was our reality. Not anymore. Now we come and he's our God. He's the same God that of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior. He's the same Father as the Father loved his Son. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I'm going to love you. The same Father involved in his Son, Jesus, he's the same Father involved with you and I as his children. Exactly the same. So now we speak well of our Heavenly Father. We can bless him with our praise, with our worship, because he's worthy. And that's what he's emphasizing over here. Then he carries on and he says, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So now the emphasis is changing. Here we are, first of all, we are blessing God. We are speaking well of God. And then all of a sudden, now God speaks well of you and I. That's powerful. God, our Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who spoke well concerning his Son. This is my Son, who I am well pleased, I delight in. This is my Son. And he spoke well of his son, Jesus Christ. The Old Testament prophecies concerning Jesus Christ. I'm your father all the time. Same thing. Now our Heavenly Father speaks well concerning your life, my life. That's powerful. Because as I said, we were enemies of God before that. That's powerful. Because the enemy comes and he's a liar. And he doesn't speak well of our lives. He will try and speak lies and all kinds of things and intimidate and all those kind of things. And we will want to believe that. But God is saying, no, my Father speaks well concerning you and me. And that's totally different because we are in His Son, Jesus Christ. As we go and we see Nana and the next blessing, what that means. So how do I speak about my life? How do I speak concerning me? Am I in agreement with the Father's speaking well of my life or not? You see, because this is very real. When we face situations, it's so easy to become so negative and, oh, I'm just useless. I'm just a failure. Man, look at what I've done and all those kind of things. What's happening? We are bypassing the truth that we're in Christ Jesus, what Christ has done, and we're not speaking what the Father is speaking well concerning you and I. And that's not truth for us. And when we don't understand and we don't get into agreement, how, Father, how do you speak over my life? You know, can you imagine being disciplined by your Heavenly Father? Can you imagine the Father speaking well over us when He's disciplining us? Meditate on that. It's a beautiful reality. Because often when we get disciplined, or when our parents disciplined us, that wasn't speaking well. You know, there was anger, or, you know, all that kind of stuff, and they were frustrated and it's all about themselves, etc., and they wanting to discipline us. But our Father, can you imagine the conversation, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as they want to discipline us, speaking well, because they know what's good for us. They speak well, Lord, through Jesus, this is what you've done. They don't know yet, and this is what they're busy doing. They need a little bit of discipline because we speak well. We want them to experience their life in you, Jesus. So all of a sudden, God's discipline is different. It's not punishment and oh my, it's wow, God. You're speaking well. Your Holy Spirit is revealing truth that I didn't know. And I want to thank you for sharing truth to me so that I can begin to renew my mind and live in the incredible life of your words. God, Christ is the Word of God. You speak well. You speak well through your Son Jesus concerning our lives. So there's a lot there that we can go into as we begin to sort of meditate a little bit more on the Father speaking well over our lives, renewing the mind. We often, I think it's very real for all of us, but when we listen to Christians around us, you know, and the unsaved, you know, that's just their natural way of thinking. But for many as believers, when we listen and we sit and we have conversations, for many of the believers, it is quite a negative kind of a discussion taking place all the time. It's such a low position as a child of God. And when we start to realize, but Father, you have spoken so well over our lives. What, help us to grasp that. Because I want to live in that truth here on earth as it is in heaven. So it's something to look at there. And then he goes on, and this is powerful because now the Father has spoken. Now remember at creation when God spoke, what happened? God has spoken blessing. Can you see the power of that life words of His over our lives? It's not just empty words. Someone can come to you and just say, oh, I just bless you, and it's just human words. But this is the God that when He spoke, all creation came into being. And He has spoken His blessing through His Son Jesus over our lives. There's life, there's power, there's substance to His words. That is, that the Holy Spirit wants to open up and give truth so that we can, wow, God, there's far more to life than what I'm experiencing right now. There's far more to your thoughts concerning me that the Holy Spirit starts to share with me than what I'm busy believing myself. I want to live in what you have spoken. Remember Hebrews, in the past He spoke through prophets and in various ways to His people, but in these last days He has spoken through His Son Jesus Christ. He has blessed us in His Son Jesus Christ with every spiritual blessing. So now He's worthy. We can speak well of our Father because, wow, He's awesome. And He speaks well over us because what Christ has done, we have received His righteousness, we have received His holiness, we are in His Son Jesus. Then He goes on and says, now, let me begin to help you to understand the substance of the blessing that the Father has spoken. And then from verse 3 onwards, this part over here, with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And then He begins to unlock, because this is now the evidence, this is now the substance, this is now not just, oh, I bless you, but this is the power, this is the manifestation of the Father's blessing over our lives. And this is what He begins to see, and this is why people look at whether I've got a nice car or not a nice car, whether I've got money or not money, and it's so ground bound, and it's so open to so many things. We're no longer in the old covenant. That's important because remember in Galatians chapter 4 verse 9, where Paul is speaking about Abraham, and he takes it back to Genesis chapter 12. Where God spoke to Abraham and He said to Abraham that all nations will be blessed through you. The law is given 400 years later. The blessing and the curses. The law to be blessed depends on obedience. Curses, if you're not obedient, this is what God was drawing His blessing. This is the result of that. For Abraham it was different. For Abraham, God spoke and He shared the truth over there and Abram simply believed. So this blessing that we're speaking about now is a faith reality of what God has promised. Total different. The righteous will live by faith. Galatians, go to that Galatians as quickly just to share with you the insights of that. Consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteous. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. We're not children of Moses. We're in a whole different covenant. And he says, he believed God, it was credited to him as righteous. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The scriptures foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. So what did Abraham believe? He believed the gospel. Concerning Jesus Christ, that God had spoken to him, and he received that by faith. In one way or the other, the Holy Spirit communicated a truth that we see here in Galatians. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And this is why the faith is so important that God has been sharing with us so that we can begin to really understand what we have received in His Son Jesus Christ. And then He carries on and He says over here, for He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. Spiritual blessing. When we look at predestination, most of the time people take Jesus out of the whole discussion, and they put Calvin in or someone like that inside the discussion. When you put Jesus in, you see that before creation, the Father had already determined that it's going to be in and through His Son that you and I will be blameless and holy. What a spiritual blessing. See? What a spiritual blessing that we have, God has now, through His Son, we have been declared not guilty. What an awesome spiritual blessing to know that we have received Christ's obedience, because we could never be totally obedient in fulfilling all the law. What a blessing to receive as a gift His righteousness, His perfection as a gift God has given to you and I. What a blessing that is. What a blessing, because that now enables us to begin to understand our eternal destiny. Far, far greater than worrying about, like some of the religions, I wonder if I've done enough good works or not. We have been blessed because of what Christ did for you and I. Okay? Then he carries on and he says over there, for he chose us in him. What an incredible privilege, what a blessing that God chose us in His Son Jesus before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. That's a profound thing. God speaks well over you and I. God has chosen us in His Son to be holy and blameless. The power of the cross. And then Hebrews 4 speaks about now we can approach the throne of God with confidence, with boldness. Imagine if God didn't speak well. Could we approach His throne with confidence and boldness? He's our Father. We are blessed that you and I have access. We can come to our Father because in His Son, we are declared not guilty. We can approach Him with boldness. Oh, Holy Spirit, open that up, because that is something profound. Then he carries on and he says over here, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Just stop for a moment, in his sight. And we start to think, wow, God, in your Son, you've blessed us. You've spoken well that now in your sight, I'm holy and blameless. What's the eternal consequences of all of this? Hey. Why do we fear death? We fear death because we don't know if we're good enough. We fear death because we don't know, are we saved or not saved? But when we begin to realize, Father, you have spoken well, you have said in your Son Jesus, there's no more condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You have spoken well and you've said in Christ you are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. He speaks well over our lives, who we are as His children. You can go on and on and on. There's so much. And then he carries on and he says something profound here. For he predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. Isn't that profound? He has blessed us to be sons and daughters. When Jesus says, brothers, go tell my brothers, my God is your God. My Father is your Father. Family. And we are busy only now starting to understand a little bit more and more of the joy of being sons and daughters and no longer slaves. We are beginning to understand the incredible delight of how to be involved with the Father's incredible kingdom here on earth as sons and daughters. The joy, the life, the freedom of all of that is profound. And the Holy Spirit is busy helping us to grasp that and to be able to step into that. And this is where you'll find often in sort of upbringing in religion, where it's more of a duty. And it's a function to do so many things. But as a son and a daughter of God, it's a love relationship. It's all relational. And it's not a duty, it's not a works that is happening over there. And then he carries on and he says over there, listen to, with his pleasure and will. Can you, I don't know if any of you have really gone into the life of his love. And you experience his delight. You experience the Father's joy and the Father's goodness. That's why we don't have goodness running after us. We live in this goodness. And that's one of the most incredible spiritual blessings that we have in Christ Jesus, is to live in the reality of the Father's delight. It was his good pleasure to bring us and to reconcile us through his Son to be his family. It's not, oh no, you're just a pain. Go to your uncle. No. It's our Father's delight. And as you grow in love, as we grow in love, we really begin to experience the, in that purity and that goodness of our Father, how he does everything for our benefit. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul could write that, who can separate us from the love of God? It's a reality. We live in that reality of his delight and his pleasure, his good pleasure, to the praise of his glory and grace. And it's fascinating when he goes through the book of Ephesians, that one of the most common themes that are coming through here is to the praise and the glory of our Father. The prayers that Paul prays all the time, Father, enable us to be able to grasp who you are, to the praise and to the glory of your grace. All the time. And that's what is opening up over here. Then he carries on and he says, and as we come to the end of here, he has given us the one he loves. In him we have redemption, and we've spoken a lot of that, through his blood and forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Have you ever stopped for a moment and just gone and you said, Jesus, you are the wisdom of God, and began to meditate on that? Jesus, you are the wisdom of God. So here on earth, you manifested the wisdom of God. The poor disciples missed it. The Pharisees missed it. And they got glimpses as the Holy Spirit began to reveal to the disciples something about the wisdom of God. We live our lives probably missing it as well. And that is why it's a pause moment where in you, Jesus, it's the wisdom of God. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in you. You are the wisdom and the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 onwards. For praise the Father, give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that they may know you. God has blessed us with his Holy Spirit so that we can grasp the incredible wisdom that is in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's a big thing, that. How rich is our Christian life? How big, how awesome, how vibrant is our Christian existence as a child of God? God is saying, hey, you've been redeemed from being enslaved to this world. You're in the kingdom through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he's helping us. Your mind is molded by the world and the way the world thinks and all these things. No. Be renewed by, be transformed by the renewal of the mind, so that, wow, those patterns of this world, that molds of this world, the systems of the world and the way the world thinks about life, no, that's not you anymore. You are blessed. The Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So just look at Jesus. Who he is. What he has done. His life. You and I now have been blessed with that as a gift by the Holy Spirit. And that's our growth. And so you can go through so many of these scriptures over here and you can see many times he has made known the mystery of his will. The Holy Spirit giving us revelation of the will of the Father, because the Holy Spirit knows the mind of the Father according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. Again, the goodness of God. So, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for more. I have the passion to grow into more of God's powerful word over my life. I want to speak what the Father has spoken concerning my life. I want to speak what the Father has spoken concerning your life. You speak what the Father has spoken over my life, over your life. It's different realm, different reality. Because when we start to get into agreement more and more, grace is operating. We actually have faith. We actually believe that the Father has blessed us. So in the storms of life, Father, you're speaking well over me in this situation. My mind is not speaking well, but you're speaking well, and I'm going to renew my mind to truth. I'm going to take these thoughts captive, and I'm going to make it obedient to your word. You said, Father, I have been blessed. You have spoken well. You have blessed me in and through your son, Jesus. You have blessed me with the grace to get through the storm. You have blessed me with strength to get through the storm. You have blessed me with the power to be able to get. You have blessed me with fellowship with you in the storm. You have blessed me with so much that I'm not alone. You're never going to leave me nor forsake me in the storm. I'm a blessed person. A different way of looking at the situation. And suddenly there's hope, there's joy, there's peace, there's, you know, it's not a crisis. And we can run the race, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter. We can complete, we can run the race. New way of thinking all the time, renewing the mind. So blessed, we're all blessed. I often think, Jesus, can you, and I'm experimenting with this now. Feeding of the 5,000. Jesus blessed the bread and the fish. He spoke well. And look at the power of him speaking well. It's something that I want to grasp and to grow into and to learn. The life of blessing. What a joy to bless our children, because the Father has blessed us. Speak well. Release the blessings. And all of a sudden we begin to understand something a little bit different, where bless your enemy. How do we bless our enemy? Christ gave his life that all who believe will be saved. Those who do not believe, unfortunately, will not be saved. The blessing is in and through his son, Jesus. So a wonderful way of blessing our enemy is to bless him with the ministry of the Holy Spirit to bring them to salvation, that they can receive life in Christ Jesus. You don't want to bless the evil works. You want to bless their spirit, their soul, so that they can experience sonship. Bless those who persecute. There's a lot of application to knowing that we are blessed, so that when Jesus says to the disciples, when you go into a house, let your peace, it's part of the blessing, let your peace
be in that home. Powerful. God spoke to creation. His life in us. We speak blessing. Creation power. God does something. So the town we live in. Let's bless in Christ what Christ, that God has already predestined for this town in his son Jesus to become manifestation, to become real. Bless the town, bless our nation, that which is already what God had already predestined for South Africa, for the people of our nation in his son to be holy, blameless, adopted in sonship, all these kind of things. Now we know how to bless our nation, to bless one another. Amen. Our Father, we're going to just sit and have communion. And again, it's a privilege to just get a starting point this morning of realizing that we have been blessed by you. But what a joy that your words, Father, is not just words, it's life. There's substance. And we are experiencing the substance here on earth as it is in heaven. What a joy that the substance of forgiveness, that we can experience a freedom from a guilty conscience. We can experience intimacy with you. This blessing is so tangible, so real. And we want to thank you. You blessed us with your love, Father, and it's tangible, it's real. There's so much. So Jesus, thank you so much for your love for us, where you lay down your life so that we can be reconciled to the Father. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you. Thank you that you have brought us into a living relationship where your Father is our Father. Your God is our God. And we thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for taking from Jesus and applying it into our lives so that it's so real, it's tangible. We experience the very life and the blessing of the Father in his son Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the way you strengthen, the way you guide, the way you empower, the way you just minister to us. And we just want to just thank you. So Father, we can only speak well of you. Praise your holy name through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.